Good morning. It is 8:31. I'm Tom Davis. Time now for Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors in Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And with me by telephone today, we have Nancy Love Wilson. She's the director of Bridge House's Healthy Living Program. First of all, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing super. For people who don't know, they might have heard the name Bridge House Healthy Living Program, but what is it, and how do we serve our people with this?
Yes. So Bridge House's Healthy Living Program was birthed out of the Washington County Jail Ministry. Going into the jail, into the pods where the women were and ministering to them from just the concept that God has a good plan for us, that we don't have to continue to live in addiction and misery, that He can save us and give us a new direction. And He did me 4 years ago after living as an addict for 30 years. Mm. So the Bridge Houses was established to help women when they are ready for a change. So whether they're coming out of incarceration, out of rehab centers, out of domestic violence shelters or homeless shelters, then we have an opportunity to bring them into our home and minister to them to help them get on their feet and get a job and learn how to keep a job and promote with their company and reunite with their children and become a productive member of society and let God do a work in them so that they can have a healthy, productive life.
Wow, that takes a lot of work, that takes a lot of care and a lot of heart. It's a good thing you got God in your corner, because that's a lot of lifting.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, I understand that you actually have women who've been through the program who get out on their own, actually kind of keep in touch and let you know how things are going, simply because they've made such good friendships out of this program.
Yes, and I'm actually on site in the house with the women. So mm-hmm. Seeing them every day and interacting with them, taking them back and forth to work and to church and to counseling and to meetings. And so it is a personal ministry. It's a contact every day with these women and getting to know them and love them while we're helping them.
That's amazing. Now, I understand that, first of all, it's not exactly cheap when we're talking about taking care of people. So we have to have a little revenue generation. And I understand that you have this wonderful resale boutique that has gone up, and it has really helped out with the costs. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So we, we're different than other nonprofits. We don't really qualify for federal grant money of any kind. And so we established Bridge Houses in 2016 and opened in 2017 here mm-hmm. in Bartlesville. And as a 501c3 nonprofit, we have had people be generous with some donations towards the cost of the house and the program. But it's been a struggle, just to be honest with you. And so, interesting enough, and this is how God works, in the middle of a pandemic in July of this year, He opened the door for us to be able to start a resale boutique, and we are a women's boutique. We love the concept of women helping women, and so a Fresh Start resale boutique was birthed, and we opened the shop August 5th of this year, and the community of Bartlesville and the surrounding area has been so very generous with beautiful donations and then coming in and shopping and buying from us. And so we have actually been able to pay all of our expenses for the last 2 months with that boutique, to the point where we're now, this week, expanding and taking on another almost 500 square foot of showroom.
Oh, my!
And being able to have more space to put more things out for people to come in and buy. We do women's clothing and accessories, shoes and purses. We do gift items and small furniture pieces, open to the public, Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and 10 to 4 on Saturdays now at 502 East 4th Street in Bartlesville, just east of Cherokee Avenue.
Wow, that's amazing. That is truly amazing, because I remember when you were in the studio getting ready to, you know, open the doors, and it's like, okay, here we go. And then, yes. Wow, look what's happened here. You're making everything happen, and God's really opened up the pathway here to even expand so you can help even more women find their way back home. This is just a great story, and this is something that, well, I think folks are going to climb on board and say, hey, you know, I can do a little something here for myself. I can do a little shopping. Retail therapy doesn't hurt me. And at the same time, you're helping out other women by giving them a hand up and not a hand out.
Absolutely. And so the other thing that has been such a blessing for the boutique is that it has actually become a ministry tool in itself.
Oh.
The women who come into our program can work in the boutique and have that credit towards their program fee so that they don't, while they're looking for a real job, for, you know, another job. And so then people in the community get to meet them and know them. And we minister to women every day in the boutique. Women who just need someone to love them and encourage them a little bit. So it's been become, like I said, a ministry in itself, too, not only to the women who are in the Bridge Houses program, but to the women in our community. And all the net proceeds, so after, I want to make sure that everybody understands, all our merchandise comes in as donations to the ministry. And all the net proceeds after we pay rent and utilities, every penny from the boutique goes back into Bridge Houses Ministry.
Wow. I tell you what, that is something else. That is just really, really tremendous. And I understand on top of it all, you just might have some of those Green Country Christmas tickets around you.
We do. We are excited to be a part of this Christmas promotion, and we have the tickets there in the store and love giving them to our people who come in and shop with us. So and I'll just tell you, we pray over those tickets as they go out the door, so we believe we're going to have lots of winners from our tickets coming out of the Fresh Start Boutique.
Oh my, that's great. And once again, jewelry, purses, all kinds of great boutique items there. And we're talking some pretty nice names too, aren't we?
You know, people have been gracious and generous, and so we have a lot of name-brand clothing, excuse me, with tags still on them. So we're not only getting resale items, but we're having some new items come in. We have been blessed from families who have estate sales, who then donate the women's clothing and shoes and accessories after the estate sale is over, from those things that didn't sell. And so if you come into the boutique, you will probably be surprised at the names that you will see on our merchandise.
Wow, there you go. And seeing is believing. And if you do want to do a little shopping, it's there in the 500 block of East 4th Street, Suite B, Bartlesville, open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2. And it's called a Fresh Start Resale Boutique. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. That's the name of the Facebook page, a Fresh Start Resale Boutique, and we're also on Instagram, where we post pictures of some of our customers and the cute things that they model for us that they get in the store, and then we run specials. So keep an eye on the Facebook page for for weekly specials that we're running.
We're speaking with Nancy Love Wilson, who's the director of Bridge House's Healthy Living Program. And if people want to know a little bit more about Bridge House's and what you do and how they can help you help others, is there a website for that?
Yes, and it is simply just www.bridgehouses.com.
All right, that's nice. So in case somebody's got a little bit of money that they would like to put forward, or perhaps work out something there with an endowment, you can work with them, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we, like I said, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, mm-hmm. so all of the donations are tax deductible. And we take clothing and boutique donations anytime we're in the shop. And you can give online on our website also.
And folks, when you go there to do a little shopping, don't be alarmed. They're expanding. A little bit of construction doesn't hurt anybody, especially when they can fit more goodies in there for you to peruse and perhaps even purchase and take home. And, of course, you can take home the Green Country Christmas tickets. Nancy? Nancy, this is something else. I just hats off to you and the ladies and everyone involved. This is really a tremendous success story. In the middle of a pandemic, let's just take a big step forward and look
Absolutely.
What happened.
Absolutely, and we just believe that God's been showing off in all of this, and he has just blessed us in so many different ways, and like I said, helping us to be a blessing to others.
I want to thank you, Nancy, for coming in on such short notice and sharing this wonderful story with us. Nancy Love Wilson, Director of Bridge House's Healthy Living Programs. Bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships